And not only their premature deaths, but many other things also caused him grief. They were all in their prime, all virtuous and loving, all together. None of either gender survived. Their deaths were not natural. It happened after such a great loss. Even when he was unaware of any sin on his part or theirs, he suffered these things. Each of these aspects is enough on its own to upset the mind, but when they all occur at once, consider the enormity of those waves, the extremity of that storm. What's more, he didn't even know why all this was happening. Therefore, unable to assign a reason for the misfortune, he turns to God's will and says, "The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. As it pleased the Lord, so it has happened. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever." He said these things when he, a man of virtue, was in a desperate situation, while wicked men and impostors were thriving, luxuriating, and celebrating everywhere. He didn't express what some of weaker will might have said, "Is this why I raised my children and nurtured them so diligently? Is this why I opened my house to everyone? Why I ran so many races on behalf of the needy, the naked, the orphans, only to receive this reward?" Instead, he spoke words greater than any sacrifice, saying, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return." If, however, he tore his clothes and shaved his head, do not be alarmed. He was a father and a loving one. It was appropriate that both his natural compassion and his self-control be demonstrated. If he had not done this, some may have assumed his self-control was merely indifference. Thus he demonstrated both his natural affection and his devout piety, and he was not overcome by his grief.